Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Daryl the Guru Johnson is back, and we are happy to have him. What's up, Goo?
Yeah, I think you know what's up. Hey, I let you guys down yesterday, but Steiny, I don't have COVID, but I just had a nosebleed right before the show. You saw me, and I'm trying to fight through it, so I don't have COVID. I don't know what's going on, but I'm good.
Are you as good as the 49ers?
I'll tell you this, I'm not, and I put on Twitter, you wouldn't know, but I just put this, Donnie, and I mean it. I know we're 2 weeks in. It's bigger than the 2 weeks, but I think with Brock Purdy dealing with the turf toe, and we got sound from Baldinger, Baldy and Lo'Neal, this acquisition of Mac Jones might prove to be one of the biggest of the offseason. I'll leave that there, Stoney. I thought he was fabo. That's fabulous. Just throwing the ball around the yard, 39 pass attempts. Like, they didn't skip a beat. Almost lost, just like Seattle. But I told you and Evan, and I'm telling the listeners, last year's 49er team, they would lose these games. And right now, without Kittle, without Brock Purdy, and Trent Williams bouncing back, and a young defense, they go on the road, and they're now 2-0, about to face a division foe in the Cardinals at home. I like what I'm seeing, man. It's not perfect, but I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and we'll find out who starts on Sunday against the Cardinals, whether it's Brock Purdy or whether it is Mac Jones. But Mac Jones, 3 touchdown passes, Goo, no picks. He just had 1 turnover, and McCaffrey looked good. Just kind of your overall thoughts on that game on Sunday, knowing that, you know, they got it done without a starting quarterback, without their starting tight end, without their starting number one receiver.
I'll tell you this. I love Bryce Huff coming off the edge. I saw Bosa and rookie Mikael Williams in lined up inside. And I'm like, oh, okay, you guys are generating pressure. But just like the Seattle game, Steiny, the Niners defense held up when it needed to. And Fred Warner, Steiny, we're running out of adjectives. I mean, he stripped the ball or made Jackson Smith and Jigma fumble, which shifted the game. And Spencer Rattler, I got to put some respect on your name. 3 touchdowns, getting out of the pocket. Like, I didn't see that coming. But to watch Fred Warner and the rest of the gang on the defensive side of the ball grow up, the youngsters right before our eyes, those are building blocks. But my biggest takeaway is, offensively, if you dropped me from Mars and I didn't know anything about Brock Purdy and I just watched Mac Jones and that Niner offense, I would think that's their starting quarterback. He didn't look like a backup quarterback. He wasn't perfect, but this has the ingredients, Donnie, of another Kyle Shanahan hit in regard to, you saw what I did with Jimmy on the good day. You saw what I did with Brock Purdy. It's one game, but I told you, and I think you'll back me up, I was a big fan of Mac Jones, and Steiny, one game in, it looked like his head coach, the offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, had all the trust in the world with him. And also, what about McCaffrey? Steiny, I thought we were going to see McCaffrey left, right, 30-plus touches, 19. So you got to preserve him. I just think this game, you got to be feeling good how it played out if you're a Niner fan.
Yeah, now the decision becomes who plays Sunday. Brock Purdy, obviously, with some kind of turf toe issue. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show, and here's what he had to say about turf toe and how you kind of go about addressing it and how cautious you need to be.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Like, literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
Brian Baldinger saying it's going to be a few weeks. It's been one so far. We've had various reports, 2 to 5 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And with the Cardinals coming in for the home opener, I'm sure that one of the things we'll be monitoring is whether or not Brock Purdy's going to play on Sunday. But I do think that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily let the opponent, you know, dictate okay. who's going to be the starting quarterback. But I do think if you want to be cautious, now would be the time to be cautious after, you know, Mac Jones has a game like he had last week. If there's any doubt, I think it's a pretty simple decision. And you keep Brock Purdy on the sidelines.
Yeah, and you want to win the war, not the battle. But Stani, let me ask you this: if you're Kyle, and I know it's just four quarters, it's one game, but man, to have Mac Jones in that one game attempt to throw the ball 39 times, would that give you more confidence just after four quarters that, you know what, Brock, maybe we'll just proceed with caution? You take your time. And Mac, through one game, has shown us he can hold it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, Purdy's the quarterback. He was paid a ton of money in the offseason. When he's healthy, he should play. If he's not 100%, then he should probably sit against the Cardinals, especially if it impacts his mobility at all. But, yeah, I mean, I do think it's encouraging when you have a backup quarterback play week two of the season and he plays as well as Mac Jones did, then I think it does give you a little bit more confidence, and it takes away a little bit of the urgency about having to get Brock Purdy back ASAP. Maybe it does change your kind of approach, and maybe you are more careful.
Yeah, and again, nobody asked, Nani, but I didn't give the Saints a chance in hell in this game, and man, they made it a game. They had the ball with a chance to go up, and the defense showed up, but you know, we were at the summit and Willard asked all of us what we thought in regard to the win total for this team. And I guess if I'm in the Niners camp right now, I'm just feeling good because obviously, Steiner, they didn't get 100 yards on the ground again. But the bottom line is they won the game. But moving forward, the identity of this team last year was all the games that we talked about, Arizona, the Rams. They just couldn't win the close ones. And I know it's two games, but the fact that both of these games came down to the end and the Niners won without Kittle, without D. Robinson, without Ayuk, you got to be feeling good. And hopefully they're building an identity that's sustainable. And now you take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals for your home opener, 2-0.
888-957-9570 is the number. The 49ers play their home opener on Sunday, Levi Stadium against the Cardinals. And how do you handle the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones situation? It looks like, you know, if you look at the upcoming schedule, the 49ers, they play Sunday, then what? Sunday, then a short week. They have a short week. I should probably get this down.
After Jacksonville, they got the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams.
Thursday night.
Yeah, the Rams are on a short week. So how do you think Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers should play it?
Could you imagine had Mac not looked like, you know, let's just say he was the bad Mac. You know, Steiner, wouldn't you be feeling like, hey, Brock, how you want to inject that thing? You know, can we get you back sooner than later? So I just feel like they got some grace in regard to Brock Purdy. Is there any scenario in Steiner's computer that says Brock will be out there Sunday against the Cardinals? Or have you ruled that out, you personally?
No, I mean, if he's healthy, I think he should play.
Yeah.
He's the starting quarterback. He's your franchise quarterback. And if he's able to play on Sunday, I think he should play. If I think it's a pretty cut and dry decision. Unless he's 100%, I'm probably going to play Mac Jones. Coming up today at 12 o'clock, we got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He's going to join us on 95.7 The Game. Covers the San Francisco 49ers, and what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Frontier Ford. Hurry to Frontier Ford. Lease the all-electric Mustang Mach-E for just $225 a month, or buy with 0% APR for 72 months, plus a $2,000 rebate. But don't wait. The federal EV tax credits on Mach-E and F-150 Lightning expire September 30th. Browse their huge inventory at frontierford.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.